What a day yesterday, huh? The Lord is doing something. He is. What a pleasure to be here with you again today. We've been fielding a lot of comments, questions. People are texting in. People are dropping comments into the comment box, and we want to keep on telling you, please keep them coming. There's so much positive stuff going on right now. The questions are going right at the heart of what this assembly is all about, and we really want to dig into this stuff. We want to go where we all know we got to go with this assembly. Again, I'm here with Mary Beth Hicks. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning, everybody.
There was a mystery volunteer or someone who went out late last night and wiped the snow off of a bunch of cars.
Oh, it's like
God
a Jesus
bless
thing.
You. Yes. So part of this assembly is modeling what we want to just give people that experience when they come to our parishes. And I got to my car and I just thought, come on, that's a little over the top.
And they didn't even know it was your car, probably. So
yeah.
So
had
cool
they known. Thanks, Mary Beth. Last night was a powerful night. I want to thank Bishop Boyer for leading us in a powerful session before the Lord. And I know some of you guys had other obligations you had to get to. Bishop Boyer gave his life again to the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and recommitted himself, and he invited his priests to do the same. He invited his deacons to do the same. He invited all the lay workers to give ourselves totally to the Lord. And I just want to take a moment this morning to renew that commitment for all of us here, just to ratify that again. So let's bow our heads. This time, in your own words, ask the Lord to come into your heart in a new way. Give him permission to take your whole life. Jesus, we are yours for your mission. Amen. Bishop also consecrated all of us and the whole diocese and all of our ministry and all of our work to the Blessed Mother. So I just want to thank you again, Bishop, for leading us in that. I think we should give him applause. Blessed Sacrament is reserved again in the prayer chapel. We just invite you to make your way there as the Lord calls you in your heart. Please spend some time with the Lord today. There's going to be no better way, truly, to spend your time than to be before the Blessed Sacrament, as great as all this stuff is that we have coming at you today. I just want to keep that open invite. We got a question yesterday. Text it in. Please keep them coming. How do we make church not just...
How do we make church not just a check off the to-do list, but a way of life? It's not very hard.
She makes it look so easy.
I'm a mom. It was a check mark.
It was a check mark.
You had to know from the mom handbook how to read that.
Okay. So that's really what this is about. This cuts right to the heart of it. Ministry must be a way of life. It must be so in us that it permeates outside of us. The life of a disciple can't help but talk about Jesus Christ, can't help but enter the lives of other people to bring them into that same life. And with all the comments we're getting, comments like these, questions like these, that's at the heart of this. How do we do this? We give our lives wholly, entirely to God. Let him work through us, through our weaknesses and through our strengths. At this point, I want to invite to the stage a gentleman named Steve Lofton from Holy Redeemer Burton. Steve's going to share his testimony with you, an experience that he had of conversion to Christ. Let's please give a warm welcome to Steve.
Good morning, everybody. My journey started with Christ when I was 19 in 1990. A friend of mine moved in with my family for a little while, and he went to a Lutheran church, and he didn't like going into church by himself. He just said, you know, will you go to church with me? I hate walking into church by myself. And I said, well, of course I would. And I continued going there, and really after the second week of going there, the pastor just kept saying, read the Bible. And I was like, the Bible's like a book just to like go to reference. Like you need a question answered, like an encyclopedia. You go to the Bible. Oh, there it is. Okay, that's it. You put it away, you put it back up on the shelf. What do you mean read the Bible? So that really started my journey in just learning about Christ. In 1993, I married my beautiful wife, Jennifer, at St. Mary's Church in Swartz Creek. She grew up in that parish, so we attended both churches, both the Lutheran and Catholic Church, for right around 3 years. In December of 1996, Jennifer and I went on a marriage encounter weekend. And during that weekend, I was just led to become Catholic. It was kind of a feeling that I'd had a little bit, but on that weekend, it was really cemented that you need to become Catholic. Unite your family in one faith. So I went ahead and talked with the priest at that moment, and he said, this is what you have to do. Talk with your parish when you get back. So the following week, I went and talked with the deacon of the parish we were attending, St. Pius. This is in December, so, and asked him, I said, you know, can I join the RCIA next year? And he said, well, why don't you join the current one, and then I'll catch you up to what you've missed already. So I went ahead and followed his suggestion, and that following Easter, I was confirmed into the church. In 1997, we attended a prayer group, Emmanuel Prayer Group, at St. Mary's Parish in Mount Morris, all over Genesee County. I love being Catholic. I just throw that in there that we go wherever we need to go. So still to this day, we enjoy doing that. Jen and I showed up for the Life and the Spirit seminar that they were going to be putting on the following winter. So we're like January, February timeframe. I wasn't sure exactly when. And we were the only ones who showed up to go through the seminar. And one of the presenters posed the question, should we go through with the seminar? And Tony, one of the leaders, said, if one person shows up, we're going to do the seminar because we're there for them. So I was very thankful for Tony for going out in faith and doing that, because literally Jen and I were the only ones to go through. And later I found out how much work it goes into setting up a Life in the Spirit seminar. So I was very thankful for that. During one of the days, it was like a day-long retreat, my personal group leader, because it was just, there were actually three of us at this point, but my personal small group leader, Bev, was praying for me to receive the Holy Spirit. And I fell out in the Spirit. And as I was laying on the floor, Bev continued praying over me, and just the wonderful warmth and peace that I have never experienced. I'm kind of a high-strung type person, and I don't usually sit and be still. And this really was the first time in my life that I can remember just being still. And just the awesome peace. And there was like a pressure in my chest, not pain or something that you would consider be painful. Bev said that was the Holy Spirit changing my heart. So after a couple weeks, I started noticing that when I would pray in tongues, that stillness and peace would come back to me. But that was really about it. My life kind of went on as normal. And after talking with Jen and telling her this, she said that, well, you have woken me up over the past couple of weeks praying in tongues in your sleep. So, so I was like, oh, maybe this is working. And over my last bit of my life, it continued to grow, continued and grow, providing better relationships with Jen, my extended family, my kids. That brings us up to kind of where we are currently. The Lord is asking me to just be more aware of my emotions and reactions to situations that go on. And as I walk this new path, it's leading me in practical ways, most notably in the areas of being a good steward of my time and finances. So I would invite you to allow the Holy Spirit to transform you as well. And I thank you for serving our community and our churches. You all are here. It's awesome. Thank you very much, and God bless everything that you do.
Thank you, Steve.